What a beautiful day. Sunshine. And at some point, Mabel Louise, this hour, I'm going to have the sound of the moo coming in here for Dairy Month. But I promise I won't do it in the middle of when you're talking here.
Okay. That's a good promise.
I will try to hold back from doing that.
Thank you.
That might be a little distracting. Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm just rejoicing.
Right? Yeah.
Glad to be with you and the listeners.
All right. And is there something let's see.
Are you wanting me to take over now?
I would love it.
Oh, okay. It's a little early.
We've been talking back and forth so much here leading up to this that I think I kind of fooled you into thinking
I'm sorry.
No problem at all. It is 16 past 11, so.
Okay. Yeah. Now, this clock here says 14.
Oh, no wonder. Okay. Yes. We have. What is that? That's an atomic clock. It's supposed to be good to 1 second in 30 million years or something.
Okay. Well, that's the reason I was kind of waiting for you. But I love to continue. Good morning to all of you out there. Well, I guess the latest news from Chippewa Valley is that we had over 4 inches of rain as a result of the tropical storm Cristobal. Praise the Lord, it came in a gentle form and not a lot of those strong winds. I sat out on the front porch and I watched it rain, and you know what I was thinking? What if all that water came down at one time? Ouch! Aren't you glad the Lord planned it all so perfectly? Those nice little drops of rain feel so soft on your face or your hands. The Lord is so good. Isn't he wonderful? I hope you think so today, and I hope you love him. And if you don't, why don't you? He's just waiting for you to turn your life over to him. Well, today I want to continue on with my Father's Day story of Jairus, the father, and his little daughter, and how she was healed by our Lord. I read right out of the Bible the whole story on my last broadcast, so today I'll shorten it and just tell it quickly, for I want to share with you the lessons to learn from this father. Here's my verse for the day before I get into the message. Children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. I can certainly say praise the Lord for that promise, because the Lord gave me 4 beautiful, precious children. And now, grandchildren and great-grandchildren. I am so blessed. Well, the Lord surely wanted us to know this story because it's recorded in the Bible in the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Jairus was the pastor of the local synagogue. He was a busy man and loved the Lord as a Jewish pastor. At that time, most of the Jewish religious leaders were very hostile toward Jesus. And really, they were trying to disrupt his very ministry. But not Jairus. No doubt, he was familiar with Jesus' love of all the people. And maybe he even realized his deity. So he came to Jesus to beg him to come to his house and heal his daughter. And it recorded that she was 12 years old, didn't give her name, but just her age. So Jairus said to Jesus, "My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed." And he added this, and she shall live. He had great, great faith. He believed beforehand his prayer that she would live and be healed. Jesus was surrounded by people who had come to hear him preach. But guess what? Jesus went with him. You see, Jesus is always available. He's always open to our approaches to him in prayer. And here's a good example of prayer. And on the way, a dear woman who was hurting from a physical problem, she touched the hem of Jesus' garment and was healed. So Jesus stopped walking, even as they were hurrying to the little girl, and he asked to identify who touched him. Well, the lady confessed, and Jesus told her she was healed and that her faith had made her whole. Here's another example of believing in prayer. Wait just a minute. Uh-oh, here comes a servant from Jairus' home saying, "Your daughter has died." Well, Jesus spoke up right away and said, "Be not afraid, only believe." So Jesus took Peter, James, and John, and the father and the mother of the daughter right into the bedroom of the little girl. Jesus dismissed all of the mourners. They were there wailing along and shrieking. And he took the child's hand and called, "Maid, arise." So she arose immediately, and he told them to give her some food. Here that precious one had been restored. And I can think of others who have had the same experience with Jesus. How about the dead son of the widow of Nain, found over in Luke 7th chapter? And also, how about Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days? And all of these people were raised from the dead. But guess what? They will die again. And they did. Jesus' resurrection, however, is very different. His body was transformed so that he would never again have to face death. Well, Jesus told the mother and the father to keep the restoration of their daughter a secret. Have you ever wondered why? Well, it was a temporary measure, for certainly the daughter's reappearance could not be hidden very long. But by giving this order, Jesus would be allowed to exit quietly. He didn't want to be known primarily as a miracle worker, lest people would seek him for the wrong reasons. So let me give you some lessons that I learned from this portion of Scripture and from a father. And you know that Father's Day is right around the corner. So I hope that maybe if you're a father, you could tune up the radio a little bit louder and listen to what the Lord spoke to my heart about. The first thing I thought of was Jairus loved his daughter so much that he was willing to forego his Jewish pride and go to Jesus. So he could have said, "Well, I'm too busy. I don't want to do it." But no, he loved her. He wanted his one and only daughter. And she was probably the apple of his eye. But guess what? He could literally be put out of the synagogue as a pastor because of approaching Jesus. So it was not the easy decision to make. And no doubt he had not only heard about Jesus performing miracles, but perhaps he had witnessed some with his very own eyes and even heard some of his preaching. For sure, he trusted Jesus to perform a miracle of healing. And then he believed that Jesus could and would answer his request. Isn't it interesting how he stood and waited for Jesus to heal the woman who approached the hem of his garment? I don't think he was in any big hurry because he had to wait for Jesus. But he knew, as he said, "She shall be healed." What faith! Isn't that wonderful? What a lesson for us. And then he sought out Jesus. He had to look for him and find him. So no doubt he asked many people along the road if they were traveling, "Do you know where I can find Jesus?" Yes, it took lots of effort walking there, finding Jesus, and all of the pressure of losing his daughter. So it took a father's trust and a father's belief in Jesus and in his ability to perform a miracle. Oh, how much that took for him to be a believer. Even with the interruption of the healing of the woman, Jairus had faith and believed. You see, it was an urgent need, and the daughter was dying. Well, Jairus and his wife had the privilege of watching the Son of God, even Jesus, perform the miracle right before their eyes. What a privilege! Because Jesus said, "Don't be afraid, only believe." Luke 11:9-10, I have to squeeze this in. Jesus said, "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds. To him that knocks it shall be opened." No doubt the Bible doesn't say this, but I would think and believe that that mother and father and that little 12-year-old daughter became followers of Jesus the rest of their lives. Thank God for a father who took action and went right to the source to save his daughter. What a teaching example for each father listening to my voice right now. The most important gift you can give your children is to teach them God's Word, how to know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. And this takes first believing in Christ yourself, living a Christian example, and doing what the Lord has spelled out so clearly in Deuteronomy 6 and Deuteronomy 11. A good lesson to learn is not to wait until something tragic has happened, but to allow the Lord to be a part of your lives right now. Teach them salvation in Christ before the tragic happens so that you know how to handle the situation. I think that one of the greatest needs of today is the Christian leadership of godly fathers. With so many divorces or separations, there have been a lack of godly leaders in the homes. I'm so thankful to the Lord for my wonderful Christian father and for the many things he taught me as a child. And then to have a giant of a Christian husband who assumed his rightful leadership in our home and led our children for God. I give him all the praise and all the glory. Let me close with this thought. Good fathers not only tell their children how to live, they show them. It's been so good to be with you. Bye-bye.